That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Brother Raymond, would you pray for us, please? Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Good Lord willing, there'll be another Bible Readers Banquet in January on a cold Friday night. Now over here on this side, Matthew writes about the Lord Jesus Christ as a king. Is right, right. And where does Matthew start his book? In Bethlehem. Good. Now down through here, Brother Mark wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant. Is right. Where does he start his book? Good, Bethlehem. That's right. Down through here, Luke wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man. Is right. And where does he start his book? Bethlehem. Is right, Sister Vicki. Now over here, what book are we in today? John. Where's John writes about the Lord Jesus Christ as God. Is right. And where does he start his book? In the beginning. Where else? In the bosom. That's exactly right. Now we quit last week in chapter 7. John chapter 7. Let's go over there. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I forgot the memory verse. How could I forget the remembery verse? You can't forget the remembery verse. Where's the remembery verse? Psalm 19:14 is right. What's it say?
The words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Okay, let's go to the comma after Lord is where we're at. That's okay. That's okay. Again, Psalm 19:14.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
That's great. Again.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord.
One more time.
Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable.
Amen. Thank you. Dear Lord, help us again, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, we quit in John 7, 14 and 15. Let's look at that again. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jew, now, every time he taught, everybody got the lesson. It's not like Brother Rick. It's not anything close to what I do. When the Lord Jesus Christ taught a lesson, everybody understood. Everybody understood. And we're going to that big class one day. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught, and the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" And they were concerned because he'd never been to their schools, and he wasn't state approved. He wasn't federal approved. He was just out of the woods. And there he was. No capital letters after his name. And we looked in Revelation where he didn't need those. His whole name is capitalized. Every letter in his name is capitalized. So let's look at another example of that in Deuteronomy 28. I know you know about Exodus 12. Hadn't been that long ago we went through it. I am the great I am. I am that I am. Let's look at it in Deuteronomy 28:58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. All capital letters, all big letters, all great big letters. That's him. He didn't need to go to their school. He didn't need to have a doctorate. He didn't need to have DDT after his name or anything like that. He's the Lord. He's the Creator. He made us. He made us. 16. Jesus answered them, John 7:16. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." If you reject him, you reject God. Reject his book, and you reject him. reject Him. That's His word. And then 17, if any man will do His will, he shall show of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You can't read these verses and deny that Jesus is God. The Bible teaches that Jesus is God from cover to cover. Cover to cover. That's the difference. That's why we're called Christians. We believe Christ is God. 17. If any man will do His will, he shall show of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether it be of myself. There must be an attitude of love for the Word of God. We have the written Word of God and the living Word of God. They're both holy, they're both eternal, they both give life. If I'm willing, the Lord will make it real to me. Make it real to me. My doctrine equals the doctrine. The doctrine. Well, that's review. That's review. 18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Jesus always did the things that pleased the Father. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why do you go about to kill me? Now, during this feast, we read last week where sometimes, every 7 years or whatever, they read the Word of God. And they're getting ready to read, "Thou shalt not kill." And in their heart, they're planning on killing Him. But they're going to read the very verse against it. It's going to be read aloud at the feast. The law is a mirror for me to see how rotten I am, see where the dirt is on me, my face, in my heart, and also to show us the Lord Jesus, how to get rid of it, how to get rid of the dirt. Now in verse 20, the people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil. You're crazy. What's the matter with you? You're insane. Who goeth about to kill thee?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to appearance, but judge according to righteous judgment." The people were only repeating what the rulers had said. It was the rulers that was against him. We read last week the common people heard him gladly. But the Jews never forgave him for healing on the Sabbath, for breaking what they called their law. They never forgave him. 25. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, "Is not this he whom they seek to kill?" But this is the response of the locals, what the locals say. "But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" The locals said he willingly laid down his life. He did not die a martyr's death.
Right.
He willingly laid down his life. That's why he came to die.
Yes.
He was born to die. That was his whole purpose. He kept saying, "Mine hour is not yet come," because it wasn't time yet. His purpose was to die. In 32, we see the response of the rulers. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and chief priests sent officers to take him. So yes, they were going to kill him. That's their plan. He knew that. He's omniscient. He could read their minds. Their ignorance is inexcusable. They misunderstood the carpenter. They misunderstood the Sabbath. But they're right in the land. They're in Israel. They got the Bible. They got the oracles. They should know. If anybody should have known, they should have known. 33 and 34 is his reply. "Then said Jesus unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come." The Lord's not looking for someone to die for him. He took care of that. He's looking for somebody to live for him. He's wanting Brother Rick to live for him. After his death, nothing but loving hands and loving eyes looked on his body. The Lord took care of all that. 35. "Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed, unto the dogs among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles?" That's exactly what he's going to do. Yes, sir. That's why we're here. That's how we got in. He's going to go to the Gentiles. That's exactly. They prophesied what's going to happen unknowingly. They predicted the future. His enemies predicted the future. Yes, he's going to the Gentiles, but they're confused because of unbelief. Unbelief will cause you to be confused. 36. "What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come." They're confused. 37 is the feast day. In the last day, you remember last week we said this is a feast of trumpets went on for 8 days. It worked out perfect. I glanced at the calendar this morning, last Sunday, and this Sunday would be like two of the holidays, two of the Sabbaths, and that's 8 days. If you start last Sunday, count all week, and this Sunday, it's 8 days. This is almost exactly the way it went. 37. "In the last day of the 8 days, the last day of the feast, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man..." It looks to me like it's another one of those whosoever wills. Look to me like anybody can get in on this thing. If you don't know him, you can get in today. It doesn't matter if you're from Nallon. You can get in. He's got outstretched arms. He's warning you. He's warning me. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever will." This is the prophecy of the coming of the Holy Spirit, the claims of Christ. On the seventh day, they took water from the pool of Siloam and poured it on the sacrifice, and they sang the Jubilee. And like Isaiah 12 that we read last week, and some other psalms toward the end of the psalms. There may be like 47, 48, 49, 50. They sang those also with the feast. 38 and 39. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said," what about that right there? "Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Abundant water. It's everywhere. The Holy Spirit came in Acts, and he's here. He's everywhere. There's plenty of him. You're not going to run out of the Holy Spirit. He is everywhere. He is here. He is here, hallelujah. He's here, amen. He's here. 39. "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Niagara Falls may be a picture of it. That thing's like a mile wide, and water's been flowing over there like for thousands of years, maybe 6,000 years, flowing over there, never ending, looking up the river. There's more and more and more to come down the river. You're not going to use up the Spirit. It's for all, for any and all, Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, learned and unlearned, teacher and student. It's for everyone. As the Scripture said, not like I think. No, no, not like I think. It's like the Scripture said. Isaiah 35. Six and seven. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, the thirsty land springs of water, in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Like I said, it's even going to reach over to now in chapter 41. It'll reach here in Summersville, maybe. 41:18. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. It's good to come straight into the fountain. The springs are great, but at the fountain gathered around the table where it'll splash out on all of us. 44:3. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. The Spirit of God. Back to chapter 7, verse 40. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the capital P prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. Because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. The people's response were, they were divided. This is the one place in the world they should have known. Like we said, this is Israel. And they got the oracles of God. They should know, but they didn't know. Let's look at it in Deuteronomy 18. I should have known. About died and went to hell going to church. I should have known. But I didn't. Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet, a capital P prophet, from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. We're talking about the Messiah. The book's talking about the Messiah. Verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. The people were divided. They knew the history. They knew the geography of the Scripture. But they did not know the Christ of the Scripture. Again, that's exactly how I was for 21 years. I just about died and went to hell going to church. I knew Jesus was a prophet. I knew he was a good man. I knew he was a priest, a king. I did not know he was God. I did not know he was God Almighty come down from heaven. Jesus couldn't please everybody, and neither will we.
That's right.
Luke 12. Luke 12:51. Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. They were divided because of him, not because of the Baptists, not because of the Republicans, because of him. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, and the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And it'll be because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. 45. Here's the ruler's response. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, why have you not brought him? Now, some hindered, and some helped, and some hated the message. And everyone here today will either hinder or help, one way or another. The officers answered, never man spake like this man. I want to go ahead and concur there that never man spake like this man. Never. They could not arrest him, but his words arrested them. Let's look at it in Matthew 7. There ain't nobody like him. No wonder his words would be great. Matthew 7, 28. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at the Bible. The people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. You know, how about this? Commonly referred to as the authorized version. You know, the one that's got the authority behind it. That's the way he was. Chapter 8, Matthew 8, 16. Here's the author talking, you know. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. And no man ever spake like this man. Luke 4. Luke 4:22. And all bearing witness and wondered at the gracious words. Brother Roger, there's the answer. Brother Roger was asking me a while ago, what about when I'm a grouchy gut? What about, how come my words aren't more gracious, you might reckon? And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? See, they're confused. They're mixed up. Verse 32. They're just like I was. Verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. It's the Bible that'll do it. It's his word. Luke 21. That's what'll get the job done. That's why we want people to come to church so they hear the word of God, learn about the Savior. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. You believe it this morning? You believe it all? How about Mark? What did he think about it? Mark 13, 31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. If the Lord says it once, that's great. But if he says it twice, my. John 6, 63, my own personal favorite. This is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Mark it down. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. Verse 68. And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He has the words of life. He has the words of eternal life. He's got it all. He's got everything. It's all. Chapter 12, John 12, 48. Never man spake like this man. Chapter 12, verse 48. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. Any questions on that right there so far? He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. Looks to me like it's the same thing. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word, there's one. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. 14:24. Never man spake like this man. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. The word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He spake the words of God. It's the words that wakes the dead. He said, Lazarus, come forth. It'll raise you too. He's just showing us what He can do. John 7, 47. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on Him? They tried to prove He was not the Messiah, since none of the leaders received Him. Well, leaders. 49. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Contempt for the common people. Genesis 3. What about the people that don't know the Lord? The Pharisees said the people don't know the law. What about the ones that don't know the Lord? Genesis 3:14, and the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And verse 17, and unto Adam He said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. They thought it was important that some didn't know the law. What's important is some don't know the Lord. Verse 50. Nicodemus saith unto them, this is cautious Nicodemus, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, a Pharisee, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? Well, they had a law about that. It's Deuteronomy 19:15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin, in any sin that he sinneth, in the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. And our laws are based on the Bible. That's where we got some of our laws. Verse 52. John 7:52. And they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Well, none except Elisha and Elijah and Amos and Jonah and Nahum and Jesus. Micah 5. Micah 5 verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem of Ephrata, though thou art little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old, from everlasting. And then Matthew 4. Again, they should have known. They had the oracles. They lived in Israel. They should have known. This is their history. This is their genealogies. This is their family. Matthew 4:12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, He departed into Galilee, leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. I want to go ahead and say, I saw the light. Amen. November 16, 1974, I saw the light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light hath sprung up. He arose. That's what he arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. 53, and every man went unto his own house. They hoped to take him, but they were afraid of the common people. They were outnumbered. 8:1 shows he had no home to go to. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. The sun came from heaven. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us Gentiles a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, capital W, Wonderful, capital C, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to the Gentiles. Thank you for writing it down so we can look at it often. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.